Blog Talk Radio. divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Friday, April 29, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obey a life path and journey, passing down the great obey a stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me here live each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio, and always at your leisure and convenience in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. Do know that I am open to receiving your telephone calls today at area code 347-215-8967. Also be reminded that my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Also, please do continue to show your support for the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website, respectively, where I feature many qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychic fan practitioners, who can first be found located in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. But as you scroll through my website back to the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, there you will find three of my favorite godmothers and elders, Divine Bonterre, the powerful spiritual reading and consultations, and she works by appointment via her keen profile link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy, Master Psychic and Tarot Reader via her Keen profile link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And indeed, Dr. Joya is one of my godmother's mentors and local community members, and we are working on some very powerful, powerful things to come in the coming months here of 2011. So do be on the lookout for that moving train coming from the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central in collaboration with Dr. Joy and Unlimited Joy. Also show your reverence and recognition of See What One Orisha Can Do, Santeria Priestess in the New York, New Jersey area. She can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you also find a link for Goddess Mother of Orisha, Super Queen. She is the solution, love, light, and life, power, peace, and positive. And you can find her in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Master Astrologer Aminti Anuket and her Temple Radio program. She is an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe. And you can find her via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Also recognize the Goddess Palace, Queen Goddess UK's Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways in the Queen's Chamber of my website. The Truth Terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt naked truth via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. She is also one of my featured sponsors and vendors, offering her handcrafted African jewelry and jewelry products, also to be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Gogo Nana Alana Omare, my very special sister priestess and authentic Sangoma mother of many nations. Goddess Love Light is transforming lives one drumbeat at a time, and you can find her in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Sister Avana, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of this revolutionary 12-step program, Racism Non-Anonymous, uniquely designed with the African in mind, in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Another of our faithful community sponsors, Angelic Soap, handcrafted from the finest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients, and you can find her featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Felice Akushua, experienced Nubian jewels and African-inspired Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewel and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized life. And you can find Queen Akushua in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Do also show your support for the King's Chamber, where you will find Brother Majadi Baruti, Reverend Brother Majadi Baruti, and Uja Temple Ministries, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelical effort at promoting respect, worship, and reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by Reverend Majadi Baruti and Susan Mitchell. And you can find them in the King's Chamber of my website. You also find Temple of Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness, with Big Steve. I've known Goddess Mother of Orisha since 1986. I've known Big Steve since 1990. So please do continue to show your support and your love for these friends, family members, and faithful community members as we all move forward individually and collectively in divine, blessed, evolutionary, revolutionary unity and community, spiritual growth and prosperity. Indeed, we need health, we need wealth, we need politics, we need military, we need medical, but most of all, we need spirituality and religion, the very thing that keeps us connected to our God consciousness, to our ultimate power, our ultimate truth. And we do this by supporting those who support us and helping each other, each one teach one along the way to moving forward to a higher level of manifestation and realization right here and right now in this all blessed divine moment in time space. We will also like to recognize another of my local community members, goddess, mother, godmother, priestess, community activist, Miriam Shimani, founder and queen mother of Voodoo Spiritual Temple. And she is located at www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. Also, show your support for www.kingandqueenemporium.com, kingandqueenemporium.com, where they offer a variety of Pan-African and African products, body oils, burning incense, candles, resin, charcoal, shea butter, black soap, body glaze, shea souffle body cream, handcrafted jewelry, Bob Marley products, CD and DVDs, as well as a source of resources and information for the local New Orleans community. Also, show your continued support and reverence for Earth Odyssey, my favored crystal mineral gem shop location located in the historic, legendary, enchanted, haunted French Quarter. They are at www.earthodysseynola.com. Let Joy Guhar Sakar know that the Divine Prince referred you from Blog Talk Radio. And we also want to show our reverence and our support for F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply, F&F Incorporated, Felix Figueroa. I did have a link for their updated website, and I'm not sure I can find it now. But please do bear with me. I will get that back to you, even if I have to bring it on a future show. I'm not sure what I did with that information, but all is indeed a blessing. If you are in need of spiritual church supplies as well as implements, Ifa, Orisha, Lawa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lacombe, Palo, please do get in contact with me and I will connect you with Felix Figueroa at F&F Spiritual Church Supply located here in New Orleans at 801 North Broad Street. Do show your reverence and support. And one of our new supporters and community members, Treme Villa, New Orleans African American Museum, Inya Fendrick, PhD, Curator of Collections at the New Orleans African American Museum, located at www.noaam.org. Again, that's www.NewOrleansAfricanAmericanMuseum.org. Inya was at our celebratory procession and celebration at Congo Square on yesterday, where we finally honored and recognized legally and on paper in City Hall and at the state level, at the government level, all levels, the changing of PT, General PT Beauregard Square to Congo Square. We've always known and experienced it as Congo Square. Many of us did not even know that that was an issue. But indeed, the vote did come down yesterday, and we had a wonderful celebration, which you can view via the videos that I posted, three on Facebook, and I believe another four on my YouTube channel. So do visit me at www.facebook.com/thedivineprince. And also at YouTube by visiting www.youtube.com/voodootye, VOODOOTYE. And you can also find that link again on my Facebook page. So take the time, if you will, enjoy those videos. They're great, much better than some of the videos I've done in the past. You actually hear the proclamation. You actually hear the prayer and the libation. It's a very clear video, and we've gotten some great responses. So do take the time to visit my Facebook.com/TheDivineprince. and my youtube.com/voodoo tie to visit, experience, share, and comment on those videos. Humbly, respectfully, I would like to greet each and every one of you in this square circle of gods and goddesses, all of our special guests, Black Bones, Aminti Astrology, Fire Witch, Kalahat, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, those who've already come and gone, we truly are honored and appreciative by your divine being and presence here with us at this time space, here at the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Block Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Five Potions and Hoodoo Central from this historic, legendary, haunted, enchanted, beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do remember to press the number one on your telephone keypad. I will be more than glad to attend to you as time and spirit do allow. And again, know that I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Many of you, not even those listening to me now, may realize that a great deal of what I do is ceremony, initiation, result-oriented, spell work, if you will. 3 to 1, my calls are for spell work, result. Now, there are those who say that they can't do work without divination. That's not always the case. It's just like saying you can't go to the doctor and know you're sick before they run all those tests. You knew you were sick. You knew something was not right. Something was out of balance. So that's why you went to the doctor in the first place. So some people come to me. They don't need a reading. They don't need a consultation. They know what they want. They know what the problem is. And we move forward. And that is a great deal of my calls. And you see that reflected in those now more than 1,500 comments and ratings that can be found by visiting my website at www.liveperson.com/divine-prince, and also by visiting me on Keen at www.keen.com/divine-prince. Now you will also find Goddess Mother of Orisha there. You will also find Aminti Astrology there. You will also find Spiritualist Catherine there and many other powerful spiritualist practitioners, ministers, astrologers, numerologists, all in their own right. We don't all serve the same God. We don't all follow the same path. We are not all the same religion. What we are is a squared circle of gods and goddesses, a community that has come together, has found a need, that knows that we have to service our community and that we need to thrive and survive. In order to do so, we have to be able to keep the lights on and pay the water bill and pay the mortgage and pay the rent in order to continue to be viable ministries, viable consultants, viable community organizers, and be effective and have something done. So I teach, I preach, I stand on these sites, and more so for one reason only, because of those comments and those ratings. They tell the story. I wish every politician, I wish every preacher could be public, documented based on what they say and what they do and what comes of it. So indeed, I appreciate those comments and those ratings. Many of my callers will tell you, Divine Prince will push for that comment and that rating more so than that fee. So understand, we have documented, well-documented, result-oriented services, and we need your support. There are those in our community who offer other products, such as Kalahat Angelic Soap, which are not consultant-oriented and are not on those sites. But again, we apply the rule across the board. We don't support those who don't support us, and we don't support that which does not work and produce a benefit. So continue to visit me, visit my website, visit these groups, support each other, support this community. And if you're not ready to buy a product, if you're not ready to shop for a service, if you don't need a service, just go by and say hello. Send an email. Peace and blessings. I do it all the time. Many of you have received them from me. Thanking you for just being present, for just being you, for just being God, for just being Goddess, bringing some light into this darkness, bringing some hope into this hopelessness, bringing some love into this hatred, and moving us all forward as powerful, profound healers, practitioners, teachers, activists. So indeed, that is what this community is ultimately about. We stand on spirituality and religion, but that feeds everything. That feeds economics. That feeds housing. That feeds how we care for our families, how we care for our children, how we care for each other. And that's what this is all about. So again, I am humbled, honored, and appreciative by each and every one of your divine being and presence, both in the live chat, those who are listening right now via the remote players. We're truly honored by your continued support. I wouldn't be here. If it weren't for you, I would not be here. Ty Emeka could not do this by himself. I couldn't afford it, don't have the resources. What I do each and every day is as a direct result of class participation, if you will, group community participation. It's by the efforts of each and every one of those people you see present now, and even the new people, we welcome you. But our regulars, we couldn't do this without you. So this is not about me, and I often pray more of you, Divine Spirit, and less of me. So I'm going to take just a quick break, our first break of the hour. I will be forward momentarily. Again, our live listening call-in number is 347-215-8967. Press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will attend to your question, comment, or request. I will be forward. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Yes, Azunke parin legbahe, azunke parin legbahe, parin legba men la jan kase wosho, azunke parin le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legbahe,
azunke.
Work, health, marriage, close partnership, personality traits. dreams and the spirit realm, sex, death, rebirth, law, religion, career, public status, and acquaintances and social contacts and groups. And the ninth house typically corresponds with Sagittarius and is representative of our union with something greater than ourselves. This is the house of beliefs, religion, philosophy. But it's also the house of foreign travel, the desire to leave one's own culture and inhabit another. It rules long journeys of the mind, of the spirit, of the body. Specifically, this house rules higher education, the law, the church, publishing, foreign countries, and overseas travels. And, of course, that breaks down into many formulations for us, if you will. I think that it's not lost on the fact that America, the media, seems to be completely overwhelmed right now with this wedding and the British royal family. And even though we've had over 200 lives lost in just the last 2 days due to these tornadoes and these storms that ripped through the Deep South. So again, it's not lost on me the continued effects of astrology, but also the possible implications that certain things in our society are still being orchestrated by astrological forecasts. And I think it not any accident at all that they chose today at this time with this specific alignment, if you will, to make their union. I would love to say more than that, but I have some other topics that I want to cover today, particularly suffering, which has been given to us today by Minty Anitech. Astrology, and we want to talk about that. But that also ties into language. And language is my main focus today. And we will look at suffering through language. I think language is important, particularly as we operate in magical-based religions. ATR, Santeria, Lakomi, Hoodoo, Obeya, these paths which not only require a spiritual foundation, but also have an expectation of result. And indeed, I'm a result-oriented practitioner. And I find often in my work, many things have their beginning and ending in language, how we view them, how we identify them. And I wish my sister, Wapani, was with us today. She's sort of an expert on Asian and East Asian religions, philosophy, and spirituality. And I'm sure she would want to come and give us a Buddhist explanation, if you will, which those who know and understand originated in Egypt, a understanding of suffering. And how we identify suffering. And indeed, she would say that suffering is directly tied to ego. And I think on the surface, that's very different than the question Amenti posed. And she's kind of busy right now in her own ministry. Otherwise, I would strongly suggest that she called in. I think this is a topic that needs more than one voice, more than my representation, my understanding. But moving forward, again, suffering, I think, is a matter of conception, how we identify, but also language. You hear me say every day that all is indeed a blessing. So how then do we fit that in with suffering as we have come to know and understand suffering in this language of English or American, if you will, which opens a whole nother argument. Indeed, suffering. suffering, I think, is relative to person, place, or thing. I think it's also relative to experience, but also expectation. Some of you may know, was in the United States Army at one point in time, and we had basic training, and there's a great deal of quote-unquote suffering as a part of preparation, as a part of conditioning, as a part of training, as a part of getting used to certain environments, certain elements, not knowing what environment or element you may be thrust into unawares or spontaneously in war. So athletes who train, who work hard, who develop their body and their skill would, I'm sure, give some different explanation, some different twist on their definition of suffering. Divine peace and blessings. Amita, you're with us.
Yes, I'm here. I want to read the quote. It was a quote by Bob Marley, and then I can get into just a brief of what my opinion of the quote was, and that's how the conversation started. The quote is, the truth is, everyone is going to hurt you. You just got to find the ones worth suffering for. And for someone to give someone advice like that, I didn't agree with it. You know, I just felt like no one is worth suffering for. And that's just my personal opinion. Suffering is not good. And I feel like if you feel like you are suffering to be with this person, then you know, it's not worth it. That's how I feel.
Sure, and we really appreciate your call and your opinion. Again, I think that you're missing the point. Suffering is a matter of definition. Every relationship, everything is going to have a challenge. And we have been I'm looking for a word now, here in America particularly, conditioned to expect certain things to be easy for us, certain things to be a matter of, you know, I think it, I say it, I do it, and it's done. And the fact of the matter is, everything requires a process, whether it's learning, whether it's building a business, building a friendship, building a relationship, building a marriage. So I think when we look at the usage of the word suffering, let me give it a historical perspective. When we go back to the early 1900s, women's issues were referred to as women's suffrage. Did you know that? Are you with me, Queen?
Can you say that again, please? Because the music is...
Women's issues in the early part of the century were referred to as women's suffrage.
Okay.
Women's suffrage. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So, and I think when we look at, again, language, Jamaica, they speak Queen's English, and there's a direct connection to their usage of that word suffer as it relates to how it was used here in the States back in 1901. So, again, I think it's a matter of perception. It's a matter of language, and it's a matter of how you identify. And I think also, too, and I muted you because I know you said you wasn't really in the mood to talk right now. I think we also have to look at our experience within a thing. You've heard me say many times I had a very traumatic childhood. But I wouldn't trade any of it, for who I've become and what I am right now here today. Our ancestors suffered. We suffered in slavery. We suffered under the whip. We suffered under the ship. We suffered under the overseer. We suffer and still continue to some degree, oppression. But again, I think suffering is something that we take ownership to at some level. And when you take ownership to a word, it changes the overall meaning. So when I hear, you know, the usage of women's suffrage, I don't think it was a reaffirmation, if you will, a reaffirmation that women are suffering, and we're reaffirming that. More so, I think it was an affirmation of acceptance of responsibility for the challenge given at any particular point in life to maintain anything useful, anything good, anything positive. I'm sure you've heard the saying, anything worth having, easy money, all those things, you know, if it comes easy, we lose it easy. All those things are some variation, if you will, of what I'm trying to get across to you right now. I think, too, when we hear other people express an opinion, there is a human tendency to self-identify. And based on where you are in your spiritual path, that can be a positive, that can be a negative, that can be a strength, that can be a weakness. And again, I'm not making a judgment on the absolute result, but I'm just talking about in the moment, in the midst of the process. So when we hear someone else express their pain or express their anger or express their opinion even about something, particularly something that we can identify with, there's a tendency almost in a split second for the mind to self-identify, for us to, well, what does that mean about me? What does that say about who I am? What does that say about the situation that I'm in right now? And I think that can color the overall meaning at any point in time of a thing. So I don't think when Bob Marley used the word suffrage that it had the same connotation that you are identifying through it with now. And also, too, I would be careful about taking on other people's stuff. Now if hearing something, hearing opinion, causes a response, an emotional response in you that's more than temporal, that's more than an observation. Almost like, you know, you see a movie, you see a painting, you witness an experience, and we feel the emotion of that moment. We feel the gravity of the statement. But then there's a process where we, again, go back to self-identifying. Well, what does that say about me? Who, you know. So, again, I think we're debating the semantics of the usage of the word. I don't think anyone is suggesting that a person should damage themselves, which is very different than, I think, suffering in a relationship. There was a time in America when black people, in black language, we used the word suffer a lot, very similar to how Bob Marley and Jamaican culture use it. God could suffer us to survive another day. There's all kind of usages and meanings to that word. So again, I think going back to what I said at the top of the hour about using your word, sort of greater express language, and how important language usage is. When we look at the political movements, the revolutionary movements, the conscious movements, black power, white power, the Tea Party, and the Republicans and the Democrats, there's a lot of words being tossed around with a lot of meaning and a lot of innuendo and a lot of implications associated with it. I heard someone say the other day, that back in my mother's generation, my mother was born in 1942. I believe it was Al Sharpton and a few other black leaders were having some discussion on CNN. And someone made mention that in that time period, the worst thing you could call an African American was black. It was seen as an ugly, derogatory, disgusting word. So again, we have to look at period. And when I say period, time, what time are we talking about? What references were being used for that time? And again, keeping with my topic of language, this is crucial. Because many of our arguments today that I'm seeing on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, on YouTube, are really coming down to the semantics of words. And words are laced with meaning. And we either rebel against that, or we roll with that, or we make it our own. I've sort of made it my own. There are certain words that I spell differently, that I speak differently, that I've given extra connotation. Because words are only archetypes, are only symbols of something deeper. We can both read the same passage and get completely different meanings, completely different understandings based on our experience. And I think the society that we live in today, this fast food sound bite, we only have 5 minutes worth of patience, only 5 minutes worth of attention span, has caused us to condense things to an even deeper level. And there's an assumed meaning, there's a real meaning, and then there's all those other layers of meaning that we don't often give credence to when we hear words, when we use words. An example of that is the catchphrase. So there's a certain catch. There are catchphrases. And I'm not saying that a catchphrase is either negative or positive. Follow me. I'm just making clear the understanding and the usage and the depth of meaning and representation. So if someone says, for example, praise the Lord, we automatically assume a certain thing about them. They're a Christian. They might not just be a Christian. They might be a specific brand of Christian, if you will. Sanctified Christians say that. Holiness Christians say that. Pentecostals say that. Apostolics say that. So when we use certain words in this culture, and understand we're using someone else's language, someone else's stuff, it's laced with meaning. It's laced with innuendo, and it's very easy, I think, again, to self-identify where we are right then, in that moment, and attach that meaning to what's being said, rather than just be open. And it does require a certain level of openness to hearing, not only what other people are saying, but what you're saying and what you're thinking and how you're processing. Again, back to Yoruba, Voodoo, Ifa, Santeria, Obeya, there's a great reliance on language in ritual, in ceremony, in manifestation. And it's more to the meaning than just what is being said. Anyone can learn to speak Hebrew. Anyone can learn to speak Yoruba. Anyone can learn a chant, anyone can learn a spell, anyone can learn to recite anything, but it's what we give to the meaning. And meaning is more than just dictionary meaning, book meaning. There's emotion attached, there's feeling attached, there's energy attached. When we say certain things, there's a force that precedes just the word. And some people just catch the force, you know, and negate the word altogether, like nigger. For some black people, it doesn't matter the context. It doesn't matter what's going on. They see red, and they're in a blind rage. You've pushed them to the level. So, again, I think we have to be careful about words. Not only other people's usage of words, but how we self-identify to words. Now, for me, all is a blessing. So I tend to superimpose that on anything no matter what I'm reading, my ultimate product, if you will, after you reduce it down to its lowest the common denominator, is going to be that. And that's how I hear things. That's how I process things. It's as simple, too, as emotion. You and I both know an associate that's dealing with a lot of anger. So it colors everything that's said, everything that's read, everything that's heard, and you can only identify through that prism, if you will. There are those who are dealing with relationship issues, past and present, family issues, past and present, that greatly color how we identify any given word, phrase, or meaning. Sometimes it's more apparent than in other times. Sometimes it's more obvious than other times. Sometimes it's direct. It hits you at the heart, and before you know it, you're emotional and you're in a response. Other times, it's subtle. Sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes it's masked. Sometimes it takes a little deeper thinking. So, again, I understand your take on no person is worth suffering for. But just to play a game here, what if we were talking about your child? All children are not the same. Some children are good. All children are not the same. I'm not going to label good and bad. We all have swings. We all have a degree of range of behaviors at any given time, particularly as we move from being an infant to being a child to being an adolescent, so on and so forth. So we hear terrible twos. We hear about, you know, rebelling teenagers, if you will. And from that, we've created words like tough love, like forgiveness, like group therapy, group counseling. So the point I'm trying to make, without digressing too much, is what is your understanding? What is your definition? How are you identifying suffering? And I'm sure you understand that all relationships are not going to be heaven every single day. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have a honeymoon period. You're going to have times when things are always exciting and moving forward, and you're going to have times when you're bored with each other and things have gotten mundane and sort of ordinary and routine. But what are we labeling as suffering? Now, for both you and I agree with you. I'm not going to suffer. If we look at suffer just on the surface of the word, no. But if you're in a relationship with someone that you love, that you care about, and there's a challenge, I think Bob Marley was suggesting that, particularly speaking to the future, to our generation and generations beneath us, who are not really willing to be patient, to endure, let me use that word, endure, anything. So relationships are not lasting. Marriages are at, I believe, 67% divorce rate, because people aren't willing to suffer anything. People aren't willing to work through anything. People aren't willing to tolerate anything. So, you know, if you want to jump in there and get some response, I would both certainly appreciate it. I don't want my opinion to sort of only be the thing said here, particularly if you feel you had a point to make. I just think that you might want to be a little more open, particularly since it wasn't about you specific, but just be a little bit more open in the interpretation. Something else too quickly I want to make mention is, again, language. You know, we have people now who are texting who cannot spell, who cannot write a sentence and be grammatically correct. Who have never read a book, who don't know formal information as it relates to language. So So, again, I think that leads to great misunderstandings in our society. I look at me. I've often been accused of not being black enough because of the way that I talk. I've also been accused of talking over people's heads. I've been accused of being too philosophical. But ask Goddess Mother Marisha. Ask my mother. Ask my sister. This is how I talk. We've been talking like this since elementary school. But I think, again, to use myself as an example, it leads to some confusion. I have people in my family who have very limited education, who haven't gotten past eighth grade, who haven't taken an English 101, who don't know anything about constructing a sentence, who can't spell all the words necessarily that I can spell. So there's some disagreement. There's some misunderstanding. I have a cousin, love her dearly. She loves me. She don't understand nothing I say. And I think, too, you and I, Aminti, have talked about this before. At the conscious community level, there's always this phraseology, you know, we got to break it down to the people. You know, we got to keep it 100, you know, as if particularly black people need some extra help in understanding. And I personally don't agree with that. I think we need to give a little more energy to education, to maintaining our skills. Did you know they're not teaching scriptive writing in school anymore? Only print and only type. People can't read, you know, script anymore, signature anymore. So, again, I think it's not personal to your situation, though you may at some level identify through it, so that might send up a red flag for you. It might send up an alarm for you. But in all fairness, the language, the English that is spoken in Jamaica, that Bob Marley spoke, is very different from what we speak here in America. And I can assure you, both culturally, ethnically, that's not what he meant by suffrage and usage of the word suffrage. Are you with me, Aminti?
I'm with you. I'm listening.
Did you have a response?
I'm just listening to what you're saying because I'm kind of, I'm still kind of stuck on how I feel. So, you know, I'm just taking in what you're saying.
And I understand that, and I hope I did my best to explain that and separate that, you know, there could be some personal stuff that you're identifying with in that moment with the usage of the word. But culturally, as far as languages go, linguistics go, it's very separate from what Bob Marley was saying. You understand that?
Yes, I can understand that because he is from the islands and, you know, he's not American. And we can, in America, we tend to have an American view of other people in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So I do totally agree with that.
Yeah, so when you get a chance, my favorite site is thefreedictionary.com, but you can even Google it. And Google suffrage, women's suffrage, and just kind of scan the meaning, the usage of the word, and know that that's the period, the understanding that culturally Bob Marley is speaking from.
Okay.
And I really appreciate that because that, again, that really lined up with what I wanted to talk to the community today about, which is language. I think we're really tripping over language for many reasons. Some people don't want to understand. Some people can't understand. But I think we have to be more patient. We have to be more open to being clear and to getting our point across and reaching a diverse audience. I think we easily fall into pattern, if you will, of speaking to the choir, preaching to the choir, of preaching just people who agree with us, who think like us, who kind of identify with us. And even in that, we run into some mistakes because, you know, we're all saying hotep, but everybody don't mean the same thing when they say hotep. We're all saying peace, but my, you know, experience is we all ain't meaning the same thing. So we have to be clear in our own language as much as possible, as authentically as possible, but also be open to some flexibility, if you will, in hearing other people's language and what they're really saying and what their meaning is. I did a post some time back on Facebook. You know, in Mississippi, they say pop. In Maryland, they say soda. You know, so it really makes a difference culturally, ethnically, spiritually, emotionally, what we mean and what we say. A lot of our politics in this society is about confusing language. Divine peace and blessings. Dr. Joy, I just invoked you at the top of the hour. Peace and blessings, Queen Ifama. These are two of my elders, my mentors, my role models. Dr. Joy is my godmother here locally in New Orleans, and she's present here. We are TOPS, Dr. Joy. And she offers, for those of you who are not in chat who are listening, that language is like clothing. We put it on and take it off to meet circumstances, to express the mood, the energy, and the power of the integration between one person and another. So the best of us uses variances in our language to meet our need. And I so agree with that. Peace and blessings, Queen Ifama. You know I love you to death. And welcome, Susanna, all of our special guests, Fire Witch, Color Hot, Black Bones, Aminti Anuket, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, Divine Peace and Blessings, Kalahat, Joy and Prosperity unto each and every one of you. I've heard Queen Ifama kind of talk about it. I've heard several different voices talk about empathy and sympathy and how we understand. But we just don't give enough attention to language. Some people like profanity, use profanity, and it's a part of their language. They're not meaning to be offensive. They're not meaning to be derogatory. But then there are others, like my mama, who I've never used any kind of profanity around, who wouldn't be able to even get beyond it. So I look at it much like I look at English, Spanish, and Igbo, and Yoruba, and Fon. There's a time and a place. We have to understand who we're talking to, who's listening, and how clear we want to be heard in making our point. And I've heard Queen Ifama say sometimes profanity makes her point, and I totally get that, you know. But then there's others, I think, particularly when we look at younger people, who are just spitting it out because it's cute, it might sound good to them, or, you know, and they're not getting the result that they want. I had another conversation earlier today with one of my sisters, Tessie, and we were talking about knowing and thinking something in our mind, planning something, having a vision, having an understanding, and then saying it, how we express it to others, how we share it to others, and then the ultimate result, what we get. And what does it mean when that does not produce the result we want? When people aren't listening, when people aren't participating, when people aren't manifesting. And I think it's a difficult mirror to look into, but we have no choice as gods and goddesses to go back to self. To go back to self, we are not being clear in our word uses. We've been not clear in what we're speaking to the universe. If you're speaking, you're praying, you're prophesying, you're invoking, and your experience is something totally different, we have to look at our language. We have to look at what we're saying, what we're expressing, how it's sounding to us, how it's sounding to other people, how it ultimately plays out. And I've, when I was in college, studied psychology for many years, and I've been exposed to many tests that whole purpose of the test was to determine how effective our words are, what we say based on what people are really hearing about what we're saying, and the ultimate manifestation of that. And many consultants, many counselors will often ask you to repeat back what I just said. What did you hear me say? And this helps us to gain some clarity, I think, in usage and in how we talk. No, Queenie Farmer, I didn't. Are you at work? Can you call in? I would love to hear you talk about that. I would so appreciate it. And again, I welcome and am appreciative and humbled by each and every one of your divine being and presence. We have a lively chat conversation going on for those of you who are only listening. And we, of course, are broadcasting live and in archive on the phone as well as in the live chat. And our live listening call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to address you. Amitya Anuket, did you have another comment?
No, I'm just taking in everything that you said. I don't really have no comments.
And I appreciate it. I'm with you. I understand. Lady Ori, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to you, and we are gratefully appreciative for your divine being and presence as well. I'm going to take this momentary break. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. divine, all blessed peace and love, joy and prosperity. Indeed, I am truly honored and grateful for each and every one of you present here in this squared circle of gods and goddesses, priests and priestesses, prophets and prophetesses, master teachers and speakers. I'm truly grateful and humbled by your divine being and presence. Dr. Joy, Susana, Queen Ifama, Lady Ori, all of our special guests, Fire Witch, Kalahat, Black Bones, Amenti Astrology, and those who are just listening on our phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to attend to your question, comment, or request. Indeed, language is a powerful and not given nearly enough understanding as we move forward as a people, as individuals, spiritually, in all manner of view. How we communicate is essential to absolute results, is essential to manifestation. There was a time, and some of you know, me and my mother didn't have a very good relationship. We didn't communicate very well. I began to change. She began to change as she further embraced Christianity. I further embraced HCR and Pan-African-based religions. And there was a time that she only spoke to me in scripture. So I couldn't understand anything she would say. And, of course, she couldn't understand any of my hoteps and alafias or any of that. And I'm using this as an example to make a greater point in language and in understanding. Once we healed at the heart level, at the love level, if you will, language became almost irrelevant. I can now hear her and accept her Christianized language without it meaning anything about who I am, without it changing who I am, identifying how I identify, but not necessarily having to embrace that and take that on, and vice versa. And she often listens, maybe listening now, to the show, and can understand and can relate to some of the things that I'm saying without it making her anything less than who she is. So I think it's important as we evaluate language and what's being said and try to not only hear but to listen and understand to the meaning. Often I don't listen to what people say. Hear me. I often don't listen to what people say, but the meaning behind what they say. What are they trying to convince me of? What are they trying to impress upon me and in this particular moment in time? What are they striving to get me to take away from this situation with their words? And I believe as we look at language from that perspective, we begin to find more commonality. We begin to find more understanding, not necessarily agreement, but understanding of what people are saying and what people are expressing. Again, some people are talking, and all we're hearing is anger. No solution, no hope, no plan, no vision, just anger. That may not be the intention, that may not be the point, that may not be the motive. But at some point we have to listen with our spiritual ear, with our mind's ear and our heart's ear and our soul's ear to not only what others are saying, but what we are saying. You've heard me give the example more than once now that there was a time in my life where I dealt with a lot of depression. And friends would call, family would call, check in on me, and 5 minutes into the conversation, I was saying, I don't have any friends. Yet, friends were calling, friends were checking. So we got to listen to our language. We often, not often, we always create and recreate our destiny, our reality, our experience through what we say. And understand that the spoken word, the power of the spoken word is not just what that sound that comes out of your mouth. That's really at the final conclusion of the process. It begins in what is being said internally, what we reiterate and repeat and reverberate within, from a mental level, from an emotional level, from a spiritual level, about ourselves, our circumstance, other people. Stop saying I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm poor. Stop saying I'm broke, I'm broke. Stop saying I have no options. And start speaking solutions. So you say, well, I don't have a solution right now. Then speak the hope of a solution. Any day now, it's all going to be clear to me. I'm open to receiving a solution, another alternative. But we cannot lock in on what is not and then reinforce that. Because the end result is just that, the reinforcement of what is not. So we must begin to listen, identify, explore, examine language. Stop taking stuff on face value. Cultures have a language. Religions have a language. Groups, cliques have a language. Excuse me. As someone who's traversed many religious paths, I'm very familiar with how that works. There's a way to talk Christian and sound authentic and sound on point. There's a way to talk comedic. There's a way to talk Islamic and sound like you got it all together. And many of us are being fooled by that because we're really not listening to what's being said. And that was my issue with my mom and her overusage of the Christian thing. She didn't speak to me in English. She spoke to me in scripture, which belied the real situation, which wasn't authentic to her real experience at that time, to my experience at that time. It was a way of avoiding the issue. It was a way of avoiding the topic. I know people who only click add from friend requests for people who have a certain type of name, that have a certain type of ethnic meaning to the name, if you will. Regardless of what they're talking about, you know, listen to what people are talking about. I love to listen to people talk about other folk. Friend, family, foe, friend, just listen. Because ultimately what they say about others, they'll say about you. They'll get around to doing you at some point. So I find that people who are positive, even in the negative, even when they're sharing with you a bad experience or a negative encounter or a challenge, typically are positive all the time. When you hear me say all is a blessing, is truly who I am, understand that. And know that, again, we're not always at the same place of understanding. Over the years, I've had some minor, you know, disagreements with friends and family over language. And in some cases, till this day, they may not even know or remember or understand what was said, what they said at that time. Because I don't always make it an issue. People aren't always aware of their language. There are some people in my immediate circle that I've had to remind to listen to how you sound, how you talk. Girl, you sound depressed. No, I'm not, but you sound depressed. And they had no idea how they sound, how they talked, what vibration, what energy, what emotion they were projecting. So listen, I do it. I listen to myself. Sometimes I slow down way too much just listening to what I'm saying because I want to not only be clear, but I realize the reality that I am recreating and creating my own reality right here and right now in this divine moment in time space. Dr. Joy taught me that lesson in 2005, and she may or may not even remember this conversation. This was before I had a computer. This was before Hurricane Katrina, and I needed some changes. And she told me what to do, and my response was, but I'm struggling right now. I can't do that. Oh, man, I might as well have cussed her. She read back. She said, wait a minute, I don't do struggle. And it was the end of the conversation. It was the end of the conversation, okay? She didn't even want to discuss it. She didn't want to hear it. She didn't even want that vibration around her. And I was angry with her right there at that moment. I was like, what is this? What's up with this lady? Is she crazy? You know? Is she not empathetic and sympathetic to my situation? But I so got that. I never use it again. Never let it slip my lip. And I'm trying to make sure that those around me get that. We create and recreate our own reality. And a lot of the energy that we use fussing over the details, we could use finding the solution to the problem, finding the solutions to the issue. So struggle is no longer a part of my vocabulary. And I give all thanks to Dr. Joy for that powerful, powerful lesson. I'm going to take just one more quick break. I'm going to check the phone line. If anyone does indeed have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 after dialing area code 347-215-8967, and I will come back with our affirmation and meditation. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Hey,
Eli Maestro, me have to come back again with the new style. Le, 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 le.
Hey,
Titi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love.
Titi, yawo mi.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Hey, hey. Like say I don't dey go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Hey, hey. Like say I don't dey go low. Early man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make I feel you.
Make you feel me.
Why, wine, dance, dance. At the club, hey, hey. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show that up for me.
Yawo me.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love.
You see, yawo me.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love. He do me, hey, hey.
Like say I don't dey go low.
He do me, hey, hey.
Like say I don't dey go low.
Majayori mi.
I'ma
show up today. I just had love you. I'ma love mine.
Yawo mi.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love.
You see, yawo mi.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love.
It do me.
Mama, na one by one we dey go. Mama, na me and you na today. Mama, jaja, yo, no baka de jaja, yo, mama, de ma de ba.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, indeed, all is a blessing. And again, for those of you who are only listening by way of remote player, blog talk radio, archive player, and telephone, you are missing a truly lively, empowering chat session in the chat room. Two of my greatest mentors, godmothers, Queen Ifama and Dr. Joy, are present, as well as Susanna, Lady Ori, all of our special guests, and Fire Witch Kalahat, Goddess Mother of Orisha, who's having some problem with her internet connection right now, Black Bones, and Aminti Astrology. And indeed, how you doing can be a trap. It's a binary trap. Remember, binary things work with one and two, one and two. Computers communicate based on a binary system. The one carries that energy to the second, and so on and so on and so on. And if we're not careful, if we're not in control, if we're not vibrating in our own protective covering of positive energy, how you doing can be a trap. People aren't always caring how you doing. And I agree with Queen Ifama. Do you really want to know? And I often think, are you prepared to assist me? If they aren't prepared to assist you, chances are it's not necessary for them to even share that information. Also, you are setting yourself up for the response. Kalahat, even at I'm doing great, you still have left the door open for them now to say, well, girl, I'm glad you are, but I'm not. Or I'm this, I'm that, and to dump. Literally dump on you. And I think this is what makes certain work environments, office spaces, school teachers, government workers, that makes that space extra toxic, postal workers, because you're in an environment where you all are working, but you also have just enough space and control to kind of walk around and go to the coffee machine and talk if you want and ask that fatal question, how you doing? And before you know it, some of you are going to work just to hear the drama, just to hear the latest gossip, just to be a part of the latest drama. But even those of you who think you aren't a part, you're picking it up and you're carrying it home, just like colds and flus. Most carriers of colds and flus are your children, and children pass it on to other children because they're not as clean often as adults, and then they bring it back to you, or they carry it to the teacher who then brings it home. So how you doing? That first, even before how you doing, that first interaction can be crucial. the girl at the checkout counter the first thing in the morning, the guy at the gas station, and you getting gas on your way to work. You got to be careful of your energy, but also other people's energy. What energy you're projecting, creating, and recreating, but also what energy is being projected, recreated around you, on you, in you, in your space. So I'm always a blessing, always, always. I can often tell for you practitioners out there just from how you doing, hello, what my client is about to ask me. If it's a little legitimate call, if they just want to talk, if they're about to ask me for something free, I can often tell if they just want to vent and get somebody to co-sign they stuff. I can often tell just from hello. Often they won't even say hello. They won't even be agreed. They rush right in. And the intent is to catch you off guard, to catch you off your square, to catch you not paying attention. It becomes reactionary. It becomes almost automatic. Hello, good morning. It becomes almost automatic. And I'm not suggesting anyone be rude. I'm not suggesting you not. I'm just saying plan a response, program a response. Have an affirmation, have a meditation, have a reverberation and a reiteration that's going to recreate the reality, the environment you are seeking to create. If you are about your people, if you are about doing something positive, creating something positive, then we've got to keep that rotating in the cipher. We've got to keep that developing. We get stuck. We get blocked focusing on what ain't, what should be, what shouldn't be. And we need that history. We need that understanding. But we need solutions. We need results. And that's why I support Queenie Farmer Show. That's why I support We Are Tops and Dr. Joy. That's why I support Amenti Astrology, Kalahog Angelic Soap, because their product is about results. It's about manifesting something other than just the conversation. You know, we all get bored with the conversation. We all get tired of the conversation. It's time for us to do something with what resources what we have, what time we have that's available to us. So, again, I'm truly honored and appreciative in this last 15 minutes for each and every one of your divine beings and presence here in this divine moment and time space. And as we move forward with the next phase in our path, in our day, in our cycle, in our season, I would like to invoke transcendence. I would like to invoke transformation, change, and ultimately manifestation, not just change for change's sake, but ultimately divine manifestation here and now in this divine moment in time. Release divine peace and love, joy, prosperity, unity, and community. And we bind that right now that would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Vipers, vampires, haters, perpetrators, lost imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars, pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychic spiritualists, liars and backstabbers, false prophets, fearmongers, strong-armed prophetizers, parasitic politicians, COINTEL, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, destroy, and enslave progress, spiritual evolution, and forward movement. We bind all manner of danger, seen and unseen, evil known and unknown, and we loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding into our earth plane dimension for immediate and divine revelation and manifestation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors and Aguns and Gede and all those who've gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now in this divine moment. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. And shall we manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time and space. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Let us now move towards fulfillment of our ultimate destiny to change the world, so-called civilization, and ourselves as we now know it. As we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and those inner pronunciations, that which we say and re-say within, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape all toward that which is pure and good, true and authentic here and now in this divine moment. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light and love, unity and community. We light and illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, our Lawa and our Risha, our deity, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We pour libation for rebirth, regrowth, rejuvenation as we move forward, becoming more and more God, more and more divine, more and more spirit. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with ourselves and one another, ever pure in our connection, spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming, harmony, and vibration of the divine, crystalline, universal, cosmic reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light and God consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it's all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are, God, goddess, king, queen, prophet, prophetess, minister, evangelist, imam, leader, master teacher. Remember who you are in this divine moment in time space. Know that I am because my creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time space. You are a powerful, loving, and loved created creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love, you are divine science, you are divine math, divine astrology, here and now manifest. You are God in the flesh. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork, true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your magnificence, of your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change and transform, you inspire others to change and transform and be more aligned with spirit. So be powerful, divine, magnificent, true, and authentic. Mirror and reflect back into us that divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me your most perfect life, body, and consciousness. A brass instrument, a saxophone, a trombone, can be made perfect, but just because you can't play it doesn't make it any less perfect. It's a process of learning. It's a process of evolution. It's a process of becoming, stepping into your God and Goddess consciousness, your true, authentic identity. And fake it until you make it. You have creative allowance, responsibility to create and recreate the light, the clarity, the love, the environment you seek, need, and desire to be all that you can be right here and right now in this divine moment in time space. I am because my creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good, divine, here and now in this moment. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. Without beginning or ending, I am eternal. I am powerful. I am free to experience in life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time or space or place. What you feel, think, say, do, or believe, and like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I'm free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order as it is unfolding according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, and before me. And I release my grip, my stranglehold, which is all but illusionary, hold on life. I am calm in the knowledge, in the knowing that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace, divine peace, serenity, and tranquility. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. And when problems arise, and they do, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine time. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me, come to me, minister and administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in divine and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable, impassable, unmovable, now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of serenity, tranquility, divine wisdom, and inner standing. My path forward becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz, crystal clear, colorful, vibrant, refined, focused.
ALRadio.com.
Every day, in every way, my life becoming more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in balance. I am divine completion. Aboru, aboye, ashe, ashe. May our Igbo reach a room. May our Igbos be accepted. May our Igbos allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. I invite each and every one of you to join this squared circle of gods and goddess here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central, both live and in our archive here on Block Talk Radio. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio, and 7 p.m. Wednesday night. I'm having some difficulties, y'all, getting back into the groove of Wednesday night, 7 p.m., but I will be there. So please do continue to look for me to be present. Also, daily at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time and on Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. All is indeed a blessing. I'm truly honored and grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence, Amenti Astrology, Black Bones, Kalahat, Fire Witch, all of our special guests, Lady Ori, Queen Ifama, Susanna, We Are Tops, Goddess, Mother, Marisha, Dr. Joy. Until the next time, live love and let love live in you. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free.
Now you see my face. I love you.